Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
On the night of July 25th in Detroit, Michigan, in the year of 1967, a local establishment called the Algiers Motel turned into a charnel house. Before the night was over, three unarmed black teenagers, Carl Cooper, Aubrey Pollard, and Fred Temple, were shot to death by the police in a haze of terror and confusion, while several other young people were tortured at the same time. Oh yes, and there was a riot going on everywhere else in the city. But the movie Detroit zeroes in on the Algiers Motel. Algie Smith plays the role of Aubrey.
It wasn't just like, oh my God, I just got this role, I'm just happy. It was like, man, I gotta do this right for this kid's family. You know, this is a real person that went through this situation. I can't joke around, I can't play around. I gotta really, really tell this kid's story. And it really stuck to me. And it's still to this day, even talking about it, I feel like I'm about to like cry and tear up about it, but it really, really like stuck to me.
Jason Mitchell, who you remember from his role as Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton, plays Carl Cooper, a very significant character in this movie, which, by the way, will make your blood boil. It isn't easy to watch. So I asked Jason, why are movies so much harder to watch these days than the real-life murders we now see on TV?
Because it's not TV. Just because it's on your phone and somebody recorded it, that don't make it TV. That's somebody real life. And I think that when you take the emotional roller coaster with the family, and you sit back, and when the detectives come to your house after somebody been killed, and y'all gotta sit down and talk about that, and then you gotta go through therapy as a family, and you gotta talk about that, and then you watch a mother who becomes an alcoholic, you know what I mean, and a younger sister who no longer has a big brother or something, then you start to feel it, you know what I mean? But they dehumanize it so much. So it's good that we get to take this chance to use this form of like nonviolent protest, you know what I mean? Because if we wild out, then we wrong, then we still leaving ourselves subject to be shot. I got to make it home every night, you know what I'm saying? And I would advise everybody else to be on the same level. Like, you can't always fight fire with fire. Everything is gonna burn down like that.
Detroit, the movie, opens Friday, August 4th. I would say it's mandatory viewing. Not easy, but necessary. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.